into your show, bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy them on us again, freetalklive.com. As we launch here into hour number two of the program, we, last hour, were discussing jury nullification. We're going to continue that discussion here. Of course, if you're just tuning in, you don't know what jury nullification is. Mark, would you give it an explanation?
It's the inherent right, the thousand-year-old right of juries to judge the law itself. So they can decide the law itself is immoral or unconstitutional or whatever, mm-hmm. and find a defendant innocent based on that. But example would be in the Prohibition era, many juries would not convict people of alcohol possession.
Correct. Also, slavery, I believe, involved stopping slavery involved jury nullification.
Yeah, and escaped slaves or something like that. Yeah,
they wouldn't convict escaped slaves either.
Mm-hmm. So I've been reading this, post by a prosecutor here, and he's
very upset.
Yeah, he's upset. He's claiming that that jury nullification is a violation of the oath that people take. So therefore, it's a violation of the law itself because you're perjuring yourself, and. The oath that they take in Texas, he gives right here. Just want to rattle that off real quick. Let's see. A true verdict render based on the law and the evidence presented. And, what he's sort of saying is that, you're lying. You're lying that you're not going to, give a true verdict. But the fact is that jury nullification is the law. And
It's based on the law.
Right here from Wikipedia. I've done some research on this during the break. Jury nullification is de facto and traditional power of juries, not normally disclosed to jurors by the system when they are instructed as to rights and duties. The power of jury nullification derives from an inherent quality of most modern common law systems, a general unwillingness to inquire into jurors' motivations during and after deliberations. So it's part of common law, therefore part of U.S. law, mm-hmm. simply because...
And there's a lot of case history to back it up.
That's what it's based on. And as a matter of fact, I can rattle off a few for you if you'd like. It'd be U.S. Versus Daugherty in 1972 gave... it said that in fact, it affirmed the de facto power of jury to nullify the law, but upheld the denial of the defense's chance to instruct the jury about the power to nullify. So it said the juries do have the power to nullify, but the defense could be, kept from instructing the jury that they have the power to nullify, which is crappy.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing was done apparently in Moylan versus U.S. versus Moylan in 69. Same with Sparf in 1895. There's also U.S. versus Fenwick, which said that essentially it upheld the right of the defense to argue against the law itself, and with Stennis versus U.S. in 1839. So this is legal. It's legal.
So what more does this prosecutor have to say?
Okay. Right. The writers of The Wire are telling their readers to premeditate.
I thought it was a TV show.
Oh, they write it?
Oh, he said they're telling their readers. Never mind. Maybe he just got it wrong.
Maybe. I don't know. I
thought it was a TV show.
Anyway, somebody will tell us if we're wrong. if it's popular culture stuff, we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway. Readers, premeditatively violate this statute. By taking the juror's oath, a juror who plans on engaging in jury nullification is making a false statement under oath, and the statement could hardly be more material to the proceeding. The elements of perjury are thus met. The violation is even more egregious since it is planned out in advance. The jurors enter the courtroom having already formed the intent to commit jury nullification in narcotics cases, regardless of the evidence. Save for a prosecution
Woo-hoo.
In which acts of violence or intended violence are alleged. Of course, according to the sanctimonious and high-minded drivel put out in the article, since it's premeditated, the juror's oath is false and the moment the jury nullification juror is taking it. So why are writers guilty? Texas law further provides. Okay. Criminal responsibility for conduct of another. A person is criminally responsible for an offense committed by the conduct of another if acting with an intent to promote or assist in the commission of the offense he solicits, encourages, directs, aids, or attempts to aid the other person to commit the offense.
So that would mean that by this prosecutor's definition, if there were a fully informed jury association protest or outreach event going on outside the courthouse, handing the potential jurors information to help educate them about jury nullification would also be considered a violation.
I don't think necessarily informing people of the thousand-year-old right to jury nullification mm-hmm. is not the same as encouraging them to nullify in drug cases. What the Wire writers did is said that we can solve this terrible war on drugs with jury nullification.
You know, you can tell this guy's a prosecutor. Look what he's doing. He's trying to come up with various different things to charge these people with.
And, you know, really, this is how the system screws Americans, screws people, is these lawyers, you know, the good ones and the bad ones, the ones on the right side of the issue, the ones on the wrong side of the issue, and they all end up on the wrong side of some issue or another, I'm sure. These lawyers, you know, they write these laws. They write these laws. All the elected representatives out there, they're lawyers too. We're ruled by these people that write this crap down and then tell us we've got to obey it. No. There's a thousand-year-old right of juries to nullify, and I don't care what you say about it, Mr. Prosecutor.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I don't care either. In fact, even if it is illegal to nullify a verdict, I still would encourage people to do it because then it's just great civil disobedience.
Well, it's right here in the law. It's a de facto right of a juror to nullify. It's a de facto right. That means that it can't be taken away. Sorry.
Well, even if they do take it away, just do it anyway because that's what it's all about. It's about if it has to be civil disobedience to nullify, then let's make it civil disobedience to nullify.
And
these people are doing.
Listen to the sanctimonious crap this guy writes. The Wire writers are here, to put it bluntly, encouraging and directing their readers to break the law. And let's face it, that's exactly what jury nullification is: breaking the law. Not to mention breaking
your
oath,
about your damn
lying,
law.
And a host of other things your mother probably told you not to do. You're a prosecutor. Who the hell are you to tell me not to do what my mother didn't tell me what to do? I mean, you're a stinking prosecutor. You take your paycheck from the state. You're receiving stolen property every single week. Didn't your mom tell you not to do that?
Yeah, his livelihood is based off of victimizing others, many of whom have never harmed another person.
God. In America, God bless her, we have legitimate forms of protest. We have the right of free speech. Yeah, you can complain outside of the jury room,
yeah.
Citizen. When you come in here, you obey our rules.
That's right.
No, you cannot change these rules, Mr. Prosecutor. I don't care. These rights have been codified inside common law for a millennia now.
You see what happens when people start talking about liberty, when people start talking about these things, jury nullification? One TV show brings up jury nullification, and prosecutors across the country, you know, he's not the only one. You know he's not the only one that's very upset about this.
We have the right to free speech, and we have the right to assembly. The series of tubes known as the Internet is probably the greatest vehicle ever for exercising both of these fundamental rights. But, of course, you can't talk about jury nullification on there because you're committing a felony in Texas.
Jackass. Well, if you encourage them, apparently.
Jury nullification is not a legitimate form of protest in any more than robbing a bank is a legitimate form of protest against unfair lending practices or
this
the
guy
subprime mortgage crisis.
This man is so steeped in the law and the system, he doesn't understand what protest is. And he doesn't, you know, his definition of legitimate is anything that doesn't violate his precious laws. But in my mind, the most legitimate of protests are those that violate laws. In the words of, to paraphrase Martin Luther King, you know, it's your duty as a good American to break bad law.
Yeah, sorry.
And to do it publicly.
So, yeah, so what are we left with, you ask? What recourse do we have against the tyranny of the evil war on drugs? Well, in America, God bless her, we also have something known as democracy. And along with the right to vote, we have elected legislatures whose precise purpose is to enact the will of the people. As though they do that crap. And as though democracy, in fact, works. Even if these representatives are elected democratically, which oftentimes I kind of doubt, especially this guy talking from Texas, home of Lyndon Baines Johnson, you know, I think that he's a little sanctimonious sounding. But, when you're thinking about it, democracy doesn't matter. If I have a really great idea and it requires funding, I can't go around and rob people for that funding. I can't get together 10 of my friends and do it. I can't get together 1,000 people and do it. But if I can get 51% of the voters, it's okay for me to fund my thing, my little idea through violence and coercion. No, it's not.
By his rules.
His rules stink.
1-800-259-9231, which is why I'm encouraging you to break them. 800-259-9231.
If you're in Texas,
take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. Stickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features include the bulletin board system. Over 340,000 posts. Lots to talk about. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Cycles employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. Cycle CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com and do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
Let's go to the phone calls. Talk to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, good to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
I had to pick up the phone here when Mark was wondering aloud. He sounds like he's pretty informed on this, but he was wondering aloud if this is written law. I think what he said after that, Mark, I think what you said after that is much more important, because people can argue whether it's written or not, going back to the Magna Carta and whatever in history. Right after that, it's an inherent right. It doesn't matter whether it's written down. It doesn't matter what group of people went and written down things when and where and how. You know what? You can go back more than 1,000 years, like Mark was saying. You can go back to biblical times. You can go back to Roman times. The jury system has evolved, but it is an inherent right. And if we are anything as jurors, we must exercise the right. It's a natural right to defend our community against aggressive law.
Yeah. See,
these lawyers are aggressors against us.
They right. sure are.
Last week or so, and I'm a little bit behind on the podcast. I've been busy doing some other stuff, getting my health back in order and working out in the club and all this stuff. So I'm catching up on the thing. But there was a case that somebody brought up fairly recently, the past couple of weeks, I guess it would be. He was talking about Amy Carter and Abby Hoffman, a Boston case. And I was thinking, Ian, you might be young enough that you weren't even recognizing who Amy Carter was when he said that name, or Abby Hoffman.
I recognize Abby Hoffman. He wrote Steal This Book, right?
He did. He was a big-time 1960s. He was
a yippie.
Part of the Chicago Seven.
Yeah.
The Amy Carter who he was referring to in that case, unless I'm sadly mistaken, and I believe I'm not. I'm not doing this to try to draw in President Carter's daughter into Amy Carter's, to Abby Hoffman's thing. I believe that was President, the President of the United States, a former president. Can you wonder why the prosecution allowed the necessity defense? See, they use this thing, the necessity defense.
Mm-hmm.
They allow that when they want to. Mm-hmm. It's an inherent right. The prosecutor will allow it when it's Amy Carter and Abby Hoffman.
But they
won't allow it if it's you and I'm the juror, or if it's Mark and I'm the juror, or if you are the juror and I'm the defendant. We're just all regular people. But it's okay in certain conditions.
Mm. Interesting.
You know what? We've lost something that is so precious.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last line of defense. Some people like to say the bullet box, or the cartridge box, as I guess they call it, or the soap box. This is the jury box. This is when we can non-violently stand on our box, or in the case, sit in our box, sit in there with that jerk with the black robe, and in some cases, he might be a perfectly good, or he or she might be a perfectly decent human being who might care for the same principles that this country was based on and founded on, and if they don't even care about this country, just personal liberty. It doesn't matter. One person, they pat you on the shoulder every 2 years and say, you know what, your vote, like me, every time since I turned 18 years old, I voted for the most liberty-oriented person that I could find, and every single time, the opposite happened. But they pat me on the back and said, you get to have your voice because it's a democracy. Come back, and if 51% does that, then you win. On a jury, you don't need 51%.
Nope.
You need one individual who
right.
says,
that's a great point. It's the last stand that a person can have for liberty. Like the last true stand.
Well, yeah, within the system, you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. John, thanks for the call tonight. Great call and good observation. It's, your vote on the jury is actually a vote that really does count.
Yeah. Thomas emailed something during the break here that I wanted to pop in. It's about three lines long. It says, the answer to your question is found in the first 20 words of the Sixth Amendment. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury. There's no mention about a judge anywhere in that amendment.
Mm.
But the judge tells the jury, you judge the facts, I judge the law. Emphasis is mine. That oath is bogus, and the jury can ignore it.
Well, once again, it goes back to kind of what we discussed last night about how the cops, maybe it was a couple nights ago, but how the cops will lie to you. Well, guess what? So do the other government people. Everyone knows politicians lie. We're now learning that cops lie. They're trained to lie. And so is anyone surprised that the judge and the lawyers and the prosecutors have all gotten together and essentially conspired to make the jury clueless about nullification, to essentially lie to their faces about what the truth really is about being on a jury? Is anyone surprised by this?
The prosecutor goes on, jury nullification, for all its noble prose and libertarian philosophies behind it, has no place in the modern criminal justice system.
That's right.
As a prosecutor, I commit my jurors to follow the law, and I ask if they can promise to do that and convict if I prove my case to them beyond a reasonable doubt. It's a proper and appropriate question. It's not a proper and appropriate question because I have a right as a citizen to sit on that jury. I'm part of this system, and the fact that you'll keep me off simply because I know the law and I'm willing to use the law is reprehensible, sir, and you should spend time in the prison you send people to for doing it.
Wouldn't that be delicious? I'd love to see more prosecutors sit in jail cells.
If you disagree with the war on drugs, that's your free gift from our justice system. You are hereby exempted from jury service, and there's no shame in it either. I often ask my panelists if, for reasons of personal conviction or belief, they simply cannot follow a certain law. They have the opportunity to speak. And for jury enthusiasts, I should add that the voir dire is conducted under oath as well. I do not ask anyone to enforce a law that they are dead set against. If it would violate their conscience to do so, there's nothing wrong with admitting that you cannot or will not abide by your oath and follow the law. What is wrong is calculatedly concealing the fact for the purpose of subverting the legal process that can and should lead to troubles that are, to borrow from the Wire's writers again, far from fictional.
This guy is scum.
He's an excellent writer, though.
He's just basically saying that we only want sycophants on our jury. We only want people that are going to rule in the way that we want them to rule.
Mind-numbed dullards that, just want to get in there and get out as quickly as possible.
Yep.
You know, so many juries I've seen the stories on are just, they're just awful. And I just don't want to leave myself to these people that they know how to call out and they know how to pick. And now they're asking me, the prosecutors are asking me to help them? Screw you. Come and get me.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up whatever's on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves.
I'll take my rights. You keep your laws.
That's why. Hey, yeah. Like it when you talk that way. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.99 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I
I look and I'm committed to how much healthier I feel, I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
JW Labs has been building rice machines for over 20 years. We take pride in producing the highest quality original style frequency instruments. Customers worldwide enjoy the health benefits of using our machines. Our Model A embodies the best of the old and the new in rice technology. Priced under $1,000, Model A is a state-of-the-art device which performs better than machines costing several times more. With Model A, you have enough power to treat a horse, yet enough sensitivity to treat a mouse. It's ideal for local and whole body applications. Sessions are full analog hand-tuned recordings with impeccable refinement. Model A is affordable and highly portable. It's so easy to use that you'll begin experimenting in minutes. We support you in getting started, and we're available as needed for technical support. Call us today at 888-891-1122, 888-891-1122, or visit us online at jwlabs.com.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Be in the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. An entire year's worth of the show, front page of the site for your downloading convenience. Enjoy those on us, freetalklive.com.
The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun shows, April the 11th through the 13th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. It opens at 9 a.m. It's $10 per person. That's KNOB creekrange.com, knobcreekrange.com.
800-259-9231. Continuing with your phone calls, you can bring up anything. Let's talk to William on the amp line in Tennessee. Hello, William.
Hey, I was just thinking that the jury nullification idea could be our quickest way to liberty, simply because it doesn't take very many people to rule someone not guilty.
Yeah, you're right about that.
It only takes one out of 12. That's about 8%. That means we only have to get 8% of the people in any one area to start giving care and accomplish it that way.
Well, it's not quite accurate, though. I agree with you that jury nullification could be a very important component of achieving liberty in our lifetimes. You also have to remember that they pull in different states, they pull jurors from different places. So, for instance, you can't just get 8% of the people on board with jury nullification. Some places, they pull jurors from driver's license, so you'd have to get, 8% of drivers. And also, you have to remember that even if you can get 8% of all potential jurors, you also have to remember that the juror selection process is built to discover people like us and keep us out of the jury. So what really is most important, I think, is to get 100% of the people that are going to possibly become jurors. And that can easily be done. For instance, here in Keene, they only select jurors on a once-a-month basis at the Superior Court. I called recently and found this out. So it would be a relatively simple activist activity to get people out in front of that courthouse on a once-a-month basis, handing out fully informed jury information to the potential jurors that are walking up there. Because normally when you've got jury selection, it happens at a certain time in the morning, and they have to be there by a certain point. So it's usually like 9 in the morning or 8:30, and then there's probably about a half an hour before that that people will start to show up. So really all you have to do is focus your efforts on that 30-minute window and hit every single person that's coming in to be a juror with some information. Now, not all of them are going to take the info from you, but a good percentage of them will. And so that way you've got maybe, 25 to 50% of the potential jurors sitting in the courtroom the day of selection with a fully informed jury association brochure in their hands. And if you keep doing that month after month after month after month,
there's really nothing anybody can do about it.
Right. I mean, you can really literally cover everything.
You don't have
everything.
To overturn all the cases.
No, that's true. That's
you
true.
You only have to overturn a few of them. And when the prosecutor starts seeing that these slam dunk cases are getting overturned by juries, then people are going to start freaking out, and then you're going to start to see the revolution.
And you'll, well, I don't know that I necessarily believe that jury nullification is the fastest course to liberty, because it only confronts a few issues. You see a lot of drug cases out there, but you don't see a lot
right.
of tax cases and that kind of thing. And personally, if I pick my one issue that's important to me, I'm going to pick taxes. The drug war isn't important to me in the sense that it affects my life. Now, I think it's important that I protect other people's freedoms and liberties, but most people are only going to do what affects them. And,
right.
A lot of people that do care about the Constitution, liberty, and that kind of thing, they don't really care about the drug war. Big, fat, hairy deal.
I think it's an important component, though. And
yeah.
I think
it's a good thing. And I think
as far as inside the system activism, I think it's really effective, much more effective probably than lobbying Congress.
I think that if you pair it with what I consider to be the most effective thing you can do for liberty, which is moving for the Free State Project, if you pair it with that and do jury nullification activism here in New Hampshire, you'll have a lot more luck because... Who's doing jury nullification in your town right now?
I got to tell you, though, there's not much going on here right now.
That's what I need to find a job in New Hampshire. That's what I'm looking for right now. As soon as I get employment up there, I'm coming.
Have you signed up yet?
Oh, yeah. I got to find a job by the end of the year because it's coming, creeping up on me.
Come
on,
you.
What kind of work are you looking for?
IT work. I do accounts receivable, payable systems.
That's one of the things that might be a problem because there are so many IT-related Free State Project members, so there's probably a lot of competition for those jobs.
We just need to start our own businesses.
Well, there you go. Or maybe you can find something you can work online with. That way you don't actually have to have a physical office to go to. That might be a possibility as well. But what I would recommend is you go to freestateproject.org. They've got a forum there. There's a job section in the forum, and they've got some help on their website as well as to different resources that you can go and plug into to keep your eyes on potential available jobs. Even if you can't get a job in the area where you want to work, perhaps you could get a foothold in something else and just, work elsewhere until something opens up. That's a possibility. I don't know if you want to make that leap or not. But, William, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Of course, I'm now being told after the fact for William and anybody else, I guess, looking for an IT job to call SACL CAI. Apparently, Jason over there might be looking to fill a position or two. So that's good to know. 1-800-259-9231. We continue with your calls and talk to Jeff in Reno. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just wanted to make a few comments. I wanted to make a statement about Ron Paul, but before I do, I'd like to state that, the media or the intelligence agencies have, I think, tried to hamper his campaign. I think that people need to consider, if any election laws have been violated as far as blocking potential votes for Congressman Ron Paul. And if anybody knows anything about that, I wish they'd call the election commissions because I'm certainly going to. But in any event, I'd like to state that, few men in the U.S. government have been so vitally involved in lot of the issues and events in the nation or the world, for that matter. And, you know, I'd like to say that he's been a leader in discussing and exposing our broken government and problems that are vital to the nation. And he's actively promoted a return of government to its proper constitutional levels. And he's basically continuing to advocate a dramatic reduction in the size of federal government and, again, return it to its constitutional principles. And he's also pushed equal and civil rights for Americans and has, you know, guided important legislation through Congress. And, you know, I think he's pioneered new solutions that will repair and reform our broken government. He certainly has made a lot of...
Are you reading from notes?
No, I'm just saying he's certainly made a lot of critical speeches, such as the 9/11 charade. He talked about withdrawing from the United Nations. He wants to abolish the IRS. And he's exposed the Federal Reserve. And I think that he's the most qualified American for president of the United States. I think he's the right leadership for America. You know, I don't know what the American people are thinking, but, I mean, this
well,
is what,
don't know
this is what
about
the United States is all about. Everything that he's saying, everything that he's trying to do, is what this country was founded on.
Well, there and, you go. Jeff is Jeff has endorsed Ron Paul and did a nice little Ron Paul summary. Thanks for the call tonight, Jeff. 800-259-9231. I'd say
like
everything
see,
there was pretty accurate.
Yeah, I'd like to see Ron Paul elected president too, but I don't know. It's difficult to imagine it's going to happen at this point. It looks like McCain's sewn up the Republican nomination.
Most Americans, to answer his question, most Americans don't know who Ron Paul is, I don't think. Because most Americans don't pay attention
to
politics.
I think a lot more know about him than did before.
That's true.
Their concern is his electability, I think, is what the big concern is. I don't know where this magic electability comes from. I think
apparently the anointing of the media.
Yeah, that's exactly where it comes from. And he just didn't get quite enough in the media. When he did get coverage, somebody would always say, well, it's not like he's got a chance anyway.
Yes, the quixotic campaign of Ron Paul. 1-800-259-9231. But he's still out there, and his campaign is not over yet.
No.
So while it may seem as though McCain has it all sewn up,
you never
maybe
know.
He doesn't. And they like
could have a heart attack.
Yeah, maybe he'll die. I mean, he is kind of old. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Carex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
The national savings rate has plummeted to an all-time low, while household debt is at an all-time high. The answer is not the creation of more debt. Using the innovative interest-canceling money merge account program, along with existing banking tools, we offer you the power to pay off your mortgage in a fraction of the time and potentially save thousands in interest, all without refinancing an existing mortgage or interrupting your lifestyle. This is not a biweekly or a debt roll-down program, but a powerful and unique interest-canceling mechanism. It is estimated that in just 18 months, our team alone has helped American homeowners get on track to save $500 million in interest. Agents are standing by. To learn more, please call 866-563-4442 or visit us on the web at freefrommortgagedebtnow.com. That's 866-563-4442 or freefrommortgagedebtnow.com. Results will vary and are determined by individual finance situations. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer or a solicitation to lend or extend credit. Call us now at 866-563-4442 or visit us online at freefrommortgagedebtnow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy them on us. By the way, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send in $3 a month, and we take that money and reinvest it into the show and get on more radio stations across the country. So if you like the idea of more new ears coming across the message of Free Talk Live, new people encountering Free Talk Live and the message of liberty and freedom, then go to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only chat room, forum, as well as the AMP-only call-in line. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. Continuing with your calls, Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paula.
Hi, guys. I was calling y'all about something very important. We need to have everybody call their representatives.
What is it now, Paula? What is it now?
Okay. What's going on is that Hillary and McCain have to back out of the race because they were not born on the sovereign soil of America. They were born somewhere else and brought
really?
In.
Really? Hillary was?
Yeah. She was brought in here at 3 years old, and McCain was came from Scotland. He was born on an island.
I know, you've got your information way off, Paula.
No, it's matter of fact, he was even on Rich.com the other night.
Yeah, well, that's not credible.
McCain was
well,
born
no, they
in
said
Panama.
He was born on an island.
Okay.
And matter of fact, it's McCain's name, his real name.
Maybe he was born in in an island in Panama because he was born at a military base
that's
in Panama.
That's not American sovereign land.
I'm not proposing that I am the legal scholar that could confront this.
We've already discussed this, and we found out that it is true. They will have to back out of the race.
Who's we?
I checked with some of the people up there in Washington about this, and they said, yeah, that it's right. You have to be born on American soil, and they weren't.
Well, I'm surprised they haven't told McCain about that.
Well, now, of course McCain knows about this. There was a New York Times article about it, about how he was born in Panama. And they said that they checked it out back in 2004 when he ran back then, and everything checked out. So far, no one's called him on it this time. I mean, the New York Times
brought
it up.
Well, they're going to. I just talked to the Republican Party.
I hope you're right.
And they're also going to press this for Hillary, too, because she was brought here at 3 years old.
Where was she brought here from?
They didn't say. They said her grandfather was a Russian Jew.
Hmm.
But anyway, the thing is, she's not from anywhere. You have to be born on American soil. And so I've already told Republican Party and Democrat Party both.
Right,
and they're
Paula,
both
get
on
it done.
This right now.
It's all on you.
So is Obama going to be president then?
No.
I think Ron Paul will have more of a chance now with him out of the picture.
Paul is going to knock McCain out of the race single-handedly.
I hope
he is. He's not even mentally stable.
I'm with you there, Paula.
He talks to walls. He pees in his pants.
There you go.
Anyway,
get on that fax machine and let people know.
Thanks, Paula, for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Single-handedly going to take McCain out of the race. That woman.
She's a dynamo.
Is powerful.
Dynamo.
All right. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the email box. Apparently, Mark, we have a progressive listening to the show now. Self-styled progressive. And he has written a couple of different emails in regards to a couple of things we've said on the air this week. So let's jump into it. Minimum wage is the first thing he wants to talk about.
Oh, progressives do love the minimum wage.
He says the price of oil, the cost of manufacturing and transporting goods has raised prices. We're warned about it every time the price of gas rises. Why don't you study states like Colorado and Florida, which have much higher minimum wages than the federal for years, and tell us how those states aren't in the crapper?
Well, I don't know the specifics on Florida and Colorado. I can tell you that Florida has an advantage as far as the economy goes in that it draws people in because of its great weather. But what I can I'm hearing an argument from expedience here. And my question is, if one of these states allowed armed robbery and it was good for poor people, would that make it okay? If murdering the rich and putting their heads on pikes and slaughtering their children was made legal in a state because they're rich and bad, would it be, and therefore the poor people did better for a time, because it would only be for a time, would it then be okay? Because it's an argument from utility and expedience there, and I'm not hearing.
Well, I think what he's saying here is he's suggesting that we said something, one of us said something on the air that I don't think was said. I don't think anyone suggested that the states with the highest minimum wages are, you know, doing worse than the other states. There are so many different economic factors. I don't think any of us made that claim, that if you've got a higher minimum wage, then your economy's worse automatically than the state next door with a slightly lower minimum wage. I don't think any of us made that claim.
I don't think so either.
So he's putting words in our mouth, and as you'll see, it's not the first time he'll attempt to do that. We were talking about the minimum wage as how it does lead, in many cases, to increased prices. But we also pointed out it wasn't the only thing that led to increased prices, and it certainly isn't the only economic factor. The biggest economic the biggest negative factor toward the economy is government involvement. Period.
Right. And he claims that it's bad for poor people, or it helps poor people and that kind of thing. But what it really doesn't do is it doesn't help the people that need it the most. People that are disabled are often kept out of the job market by minimum wage laws. I know. We'll just give them free money. Which is fine. You can do that, and that's what we're doing.
Do it with your own money and collect it voluntarily.
I would agree with that. But what about the people that are disabled and want to work, want to have jobs, and want the good feeling that comes from working?
Too bad. He goes on. He says, you're not right-wingers, but your arguments are. And outsourcing is about maximizing profits. Tech support and customer service is not a product. It's not sold. It's an obligatory service. It's a drag. That's why it's done on the cheap. That's also why people in tech support
That's not true. That's not true at all. Look, I've worked with companies where I have to get tech support, and it's been bad. And I've worked with companies that I've had to get tech support, and it's been good. And that's true with customer service in the same way. And believe me, I'm more likely to do business with the companies that have good customer service than the companies that have bad. So it's not a drag.
Well, he believes that that companies are all cutting costs in the world of tech support because all companies are evil. Now, he doesn't say that, but, you know, that's kind of the mentality.
Right? They can't put words in his mouth either.
That's true. He says here, that's also why people in tech support try to sell services to you to subsidize it. I work in tech support. I know it. But you can't say that Nike runs sweatshops in China because we forced them to. Don't think we did say that at any point.
Nope.
I don't know if Nike does run sweatshops in China.
I know that sweatshop's a loaded word.
Yeah.
But I would say that sweatshops are a good thing.
What do you mean?
Well, with a place where a person would willingly go to work every day at a sweatshop, there must be a reason they're willing to go to work every day at that sweatshop. Because although maybe they're, you know, they don't have OSHA over there, and maybe they lock the doors. I don't know. I'm just saying, suppose. I have no idea if they lock the doors on these factories. And
People
burn in fires in the inside. But I know that those people that get locked in that factory do know that they lock the doors. And those people are choosing to forego a life on the farm, which probably, you know, makes them far less money. And it's the job in the sweatshop that they consider to be the preferable one because they go there every day. They're not holding their children hostage.
Well, he does claim that those shoes cost a few bucks to make and are sold for hundreds, yet the kids who make them are practically chained to sewing machines. Practically chained, huh? What's that mean exactly, that wordplay?
What that means is they're not chained.
Right.
It means that they're not supposed to get up from their workstation, I suspect. I suspect they have very stringent rules on when they're allowed to use the bathroom, when they're allowed to take their breaks. They're probably not the breaks that we would consider to be acceptable breaks as far as our time frame. The work we would probably consider to be unacceptable, too. And we're not making those decisions. Actually, we have made the decision. We have made the decision not to move to China and not to work at that factory. And I'm happy with that decision. However, there are people over there that it seems to them that that's the only decision they get to make. And what this guy proposes to do is to take that decision away from them. He wants to take it away. For some reason, they're deciding that it's better to work in this factory than to work in a farm someplace.
I don't know if he wants to take it away. He probably wants to mandate that all the factories be just like they are
but
here in America.
But then they'll go away. They're not going to be in China. Look, if the factory wanted to have all those regulations and wanted to have those minimum wage requirements and wanted to have and could afford to produce shoes for people that they would buy in the United States with all the great OSHA regulations and all the break time rules and all the child labor laws and all that other stuff that we didn't have 100 years ago when our economy was in the same shape China's is in now. They're a growing economy compared to ours. And, you know, so if they wanted to do that, they could. And they would produce $500 pair of shoes and no one would buy the damn things. This guy doesn't care about children in China. What he cares about is socialism. He wants things the way he wants them.
Mark, he says you're just apologizing for evil and cheap CEOs who run businesses with spreadsheets, trying to operate on the extreme of the black instead of operating out of the red in the middle of black.
No, I'm calling a socialist, and I'm calling... The fact is, it's evil. You want Chinese children to starve.
I've got more from this guy. We'll talk about it in a moment here. 800-259-9231. Evil and cheap CEOs. Are we running cover for them? We'll talk about that here in a moment to take your calls as well. In hour number three, this is Free Talk Live.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit gcnlive.com, taxday08.com, hauling.ronpaulroadshow.org, or grannywarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.